President Trump is back in the Capitol after meeting with European leaders at a NATO summit.
NATO leaders committed to more defense spending, something the president wanted. And the president spoke with surprising warmth about an alliance he often disparaged. Trump also spoke with some heat about U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites.
Let's work through all this with NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram, who traveled with the president to The Hague and back. Welcome back, Deepa.
Hey there.
So how did Iran take so much attention?
Yeah, I mean, right from the moment Trump announced these strikes on Iran, he's been saying that they, quote, obliterated the nuclear sites that held these enriched materials, right? But on the way to The Hague, news broke about this leaked intelligence assessment that undercut what Trump was saying, that said that the damage was less than the president had described. So Trump was focused on that the whole time at NATO. He said that the leaked report was inconclusive. But while we were on Air Force One coming back to Washington yesterday, the CIA released a really unusual statement. Director John Ratcliffe said there's, quote, a body of credible evidence that the damage caused is actually severe. And that more closely mirrors what Trump has been saying. Like I said, it's unusual for the CIA to make any kind of public statement, especially an assessment that's released this close to the event that happened. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is holding another press conference on the topic this morning. So this is really something that's not going away. And senators are supposed to get a briefing on this later today as well.